doing Dav Yud Amr Aleph, I believe. We left off at the two dots on Dav Yud Amr Aleph, four lines into the page on Dav Yud Amr Aleph. So the Gemara tells us a story. Hanu Bar Yone, what are Bar Yone? Thugs, tough guys, troublemakers. Dav B'Shuvus Eid Rameir, that happened to live in the neighborhood of Rameir. And they were doing what thugs and tough guys and low lives do. They were bothering Rabbi Meir a lot. Tuva means a lot. Rameir did the natural thing. He davened that they should die. So Amrle Bruria de Bitu. Bruria, his wife, said to him, Bruria was a very wise woman, she said, "My daitech, what's going through your head? Mishum dechsiv, are you basing yourself on the pasuk yitamu chataim, that let the sins die?" So you say, let the sins perish, let the sins be finished. Miksiv chotim, does it say the sinners should be finished? The sinners should perish? Chataim ksiv, it says that the sins should be over. Va'odin, furthermore, she says, as an expert in Tanakh, she knew, shvil the sefer tekra. You got to look at the end of the pasuk also. It doesn't just say, yitamu chataim min ha'aretz. It goes on to say, u'rishayim od eina. And then there won't be any more rishayim. Kiven di yitamu chataim, u'rishayim od einam. So when the chataim are gone, so rishayim od einam, there aren't going to be any more rishayim. Meaning ella bayirach, meaning that's the same thing repeated twice. If it really means the sinners, so the sinners gone, then there are no more rishayim. Ella bayirach melevay de lahadru b'tshuva. No, what you're supposed to do is that daven for the sins to go away, daven that they should want to do tshuva, and then rishayim odenim. Then memela there won't be any more rishayim because they won't be rishayim anymore. So bayirach melevayu, he davened for them vahadru b'tshuva, and sure enough they did tshuva. Major question over here about Bechira Chavshis. How do you daven for someone to do tshuva? Isn't tshuva something that a person chooses to do or chooses not to do? What? So it could be that you're davening for opportunities. Meaning, Rabbi Weberman told me the story recently of the fellow, the one I told before Nila last night, that there was a guy who was sitting on his porch in South Florida, and he saw a whole group of people with suits going toward the beach, and he's like, "Hey, what are you guys doing?" And they said, "Well, we're going to say Tashlich." So the guy quickly, he's totally secular, runs in, finds a yarmulke somewhere, and goes along with them, and sure enough, that starts him on the tshuva process. It's a longer story, but sure enough, that starts him on the tshuva process. So his cousin, who was a religious Jew, asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, why weren't those people sent to him earlier? Meaning he was primed. He was obviously waiting. He was obviously looking for something. Why didn't that happen? Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes puts opportunities in our path to be able to do tshuva. Maybe that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please make it easier for them to do tshuva. Make them prepared to do tshuva. Okay. Amar Lahut Stuki LeBruya. There was a certain Stuki that said to Bruya, "Ksiv." It says in the pasuk in Sefer Yishaya, "Runya kara lo yalada," that the barren one will rejoice because she does not give birth. Mishum delo yalada runi. When she doesn't give birth, she rejoices. So Amar Le Shatya Shvil the Sefer Dekra. So she said, "You fool! You got to look at the end of the pasuk." Ksiv ki rabin bnei shomema mi bnei buula. Amar Hashem, Elamai Akara v'lo yolada, Rani Knesses Yisrael Shedoma li'isha Akara Shelo yolda banim l'gehenim kavaseichu. That the Knesses Yisrael is rejoicing that it's like an Isha Akara in the sense that it didn't give birth to children who are going to go to Gehenim like you. Meaning she's talking to Tzduki, so she's saying that the rejoicing is that we don't have children who are Rishayim. That's when we actually rejoice. So point number one, Rameir Davins for Rishayim to die, and Bruria corrects him that he should daven for sinners to die, and she also corrects the Tzduki about the true meaning of Rani Akara. Amalei Tzduki the Rabbi Avo, a certain Tzduki said to Rabbi Avo, "Ksiv Mizmar le David b'varchum ne Avshalom b'no," that it was a Mizmar for David when he was running away from Avshalom his son. "Uksiv le David michtam b'varchum mipnei Shaul v'ma'ara." So Heim Maisa have, and there's also a le David about David running away from Shaul. Hey Maisa Hava Bereisha. Which of these two episodes happened first? David running from Shaul, his father-in-law, or David running from Avshalom, his son? So we know which one happened first. Obviously, the Shaul. Michti Maisa Shaul Hava Bereisha. The story of Shaul is the one that happened first. So asks the Gemara, Lichtov Beresha. If David's going to compose two separate chapters of Tehillim, and one of them is chapter Nun Zayin, and the other one is chapter Kuf Yud Aleph, so, no? Wrong one? No, I'm looking at the wrong place. Yisrael David. One is, no, chapter Nun Dalid, and the other one is chapter Nun, right? No? Nun Dalid. Nun and Nun Zayin? Nun and Nun Zayin, right. Nun and Nun Zayin. Which one would you expect to be the earlier one? Which one would you expect to be the later one? You would expect the earlier one to be about Shaul. Samle atun delo darshisun smuchim kasha luchu. You who don't darshin smuchim, you have this kasha. Anand darshin smuchim lo kasha lan. But we who darshin smuchim, who darshin juxtapositions, when two things are close to each other, we don't have this kasha. Damar b'yochman smuchim natar minayin. How do I know that there's such a concept of smuchim? Shenemar smuchim la adi olam asuim be. Why is it that David juxtaposed the story of Avshalom, of him running away from Avshalom, with the parsha of Gog u'Magog? Because if anyone ever wants to question whether Gog u'Magog could happen, and they're going to say, is there such a thing as an Eved that rebels against his own master? So it can't be this nevuah about the end of days, about having this massive epic war that's going to lead to the coming of Mashiach, this Gog u'Magog battle that involves an Eved rebelling against his master. Can't be. It's against nature. Avadim don't rebel against their master. Safat ha'amarlo, you could point to him, to the chapter in Tehillim right near it. Klum yesh ben shamorid ba'aviv. Yeah, is it natural for a son to rebel against his father in that way? Elahava. But historically, it happened. So hachanami hava. So therefore, we can believe that the Eved would be morid barabo as well, if it happened with the son, so it could happen with an Eved as well. Point number two, the chapter of Avshalom comes before the chapter of Shaul in Tehillim, in order to juxtapose it with Gog u'Magog, to show that it could happen, that it could happen, that an Eved would rebel. Am Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Shem Ben Yichai, Mai Dichsiv Pia Paschach V'Chachma V'Saris Chesed Al Lashona. What's the meaning of that pasuk that her mouth opens with wisdom and Torah's chesed is on her tongue? Kenegin mi amar Shlomo mikrazeh. Who was Shlomo talking about when he said this pasuk? Lo amro ele kenegin David aviv. He was talking about David his father. Shedor b'chamisha olamim, who lived in five worlds. Va'amar shira, and said shira for each of the five worlds that he lived in. Meaning he was overwhelmed by the kindness of God in five totally different contexts. Dar b'me'ei imo, when he was a fetus, he was inside his mother's womb. Va'amar shira, and he said a shira, not while he was there, but presumably it means about that experience. Shenemar borchi nafshi es Hashem v'chol kravei Hashem kodesho. Yatzala avir olam v'nistakel b'kochavim mazalos v'amar shira. He came out into the air, into the world, and he saw the stars and the constellations, and he sang shira. Shemar baruch Hashem malachav gibori kolach. Osei devaru l'shmo b'kol devaru baruch Hashem koltzvav. Yonak mishade imo. He nursed from his mother v'nistakel b'dadeha and saw her breast when he was nursing. V'amar shira, and he said shira about the nourishment that he was able to get. Shemar baruch inafshi es Hashem v'al tishkhi kol gemulav. My kol gemulav. What does kol gemulav mean? Amirav sha'asla dadim b'makom bina. That a woman is able to nurse a child from the place where her intuition comes from, bina, her understanding and intuition, meaning from right where her heart is. Time am I, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Kadesh Lo Yistakel B'Makom Erva, so that you won't have to look at a Makom Erva, meaning that instead of it being an ugly place in the body or a part of the body that's a dirty place of the body, so it comes from a place of the body that represents depth and understanding. Rav Masna Amar Kadesh Lo Yinek B'Makom Atinofes, so that you shouldn't nurse from a dirty place. Rab b'mapalasan shal rishayim. He then saw the downfall of his enemies. Va'amar shira, and he sang shira about the downfall of his enemies. Shnemar yitam uchatam in aretz urishayim odenam baruch nafshi es Hashem haluluka. So that's a major question. Are you supposed to sing shira at the downfall of one's enemies? Right, the pasuk says that you're not supposed to rejoice at the downfall of one's enemies. So how exactly we're supposed to do that? We're supposed to deal with that, or we even have the malachim trying to sing shira at Oz Yashir. What does the Gemara say there? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, or the Medrash says, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Masi Yaday Tovim B'Yam V'Atem Amrim Shira. It's a Gemara, right? It's Sanhedrin Megillah. Masi Yaday Tovim B'Yam V'Atem Amrim Shira. That How could you sing Shira over such a thing? Okay, so there's an issue. We have to come up with some chilik. When you're supposed to sing Shira about the downfall of your enemies, and when you're not supposed to sing Shira at the downfall of your enemies. Okay. Nistakel b'yom ha-misa. He looked at the day of death. V'amar Shira. And he also said Shira. Shnevar baruch nafshias Hashem. Hashem l'kai g'dalta ma'od hod v'hadil v'ashta. My mashmat al yom ha-misa. Well, where does it say anything in that pasuk about death? How do I know it's about death? So I'm a rabba. Barav, Barav Shila, Misefa de Inyana. You have to look at the end. Chsiv Tastir Panecha Yibahelun, Tosef Rucham Yigvaun. Period. Main point number three. The five Barchi Nafshis for five stages in life. Actually, we're not even done with it, because it also, the five Barchi Nafshis may also relate to it. We're about to see the five qualities that the neshama shares with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's see that first. Rav Simi Bar Ukva v'Ami l'Mar Ukva havishchiach kamed Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Rav Simi Bar Ukva, some say it was Mar Ukva, used to be around Rav Shimon ben Pazi all the time. V'av masadra gadita kameh, and he would say over his agadic teachings, kamed Rav Shimon ben Levi, in front of Rav Shimon ben Levi. Amar lei, so he said, may dechsev baruch nafshi Hashem v'chol kravei Hashem kadsho. Amar lei, bo rei, he says, what it means to tell you is to come take a look. Shalom. The way God acts is entirely different than the way human beings act. Midas Basav Adam Tsar Tsura Al Gabe Kosel Ve'inu Yachal Hatil Baruach Mshama Krevayim Bnei Ma'ayim. You can draw a picture on a wall, you know, like in caves or whatever, but you can't make internal organs in those pictures, meaning there's no way to create an image that has its own life force and that has its own things inside of it. V'akadosh Baruch Hu eino ken, V'akadosh Baruch Hu doesn't work that way. Tsar tzura b'toch tzura. He makes a human image inside of another human image, meaning a baby is developing, an actual human being develops inside of another human being. Umatu baruach u'neshama krivayim b'nei ma'ayim, and he gives it all its organs and ruach and neshama. V'hainu dam rachana ein kadosh kashem ki ein biltecha ve'ein tzur kelukenu. And that's why Chana in her tefillah says ein tzur kelukenu, in her shira that she says that ein tzur kelukenu, that there's no tzur kelukenu. My ein tzur kelukenu, what does it mean there's no tzur like Hashem? It really means a rock. No, it means ein tzair kelukenu, that there's no artist like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that an artist normally can only make a picture, but this is a picture within a picture. So Yotzei art class for today. Mai ki ein biltecha. So what does the pasuk mean when it says ki ein biltecha? Amar Rabbi Dovid Manasseh, al tikri ki ein biltecha ela ein levaloscha, that there's nothing that will wipe it out. Shelo k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas pasav adav. Midas, that God is different than people. Midas pasav adav ma'ase yadav mevalenoso. That which you create, if you build the shtender, it is possible that shtender will outlive you. That a person will be gone, but that which he has created will, that which he has made will outlast him. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevalen ma'asav. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu outlasts his creations. Amleh anah. Actually, before we get to that, main point number three sort of hugs around main point number four. So point number four we'll do, and we'll get back to number three, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate artist because he's able to put life in his work and he outlasts his work. We have Tzur Tam Palo in this week's parasha. Kodesh Baruch Hu again referred to as Tzur, right? So, Amalei, Ana Hachika Aminilach. He says, this is what I was trying to tell you. Hani Chamisha Baruch Nafshi Kenegan Mi Amran David. Who does David say the five Baruch Nafshis corresponding to? Lo Amran Ela Kenegan HaKodesh Baruch Hu Kenegan Neshama. They're all about Hashem, the qualities of Hashem and the qualities of the Neshama, in the following five ways. Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Melo Kol HaOlam Af Neshama Malayas Kala Guf. Just like God fills the entire world, so to the neshama fills the entire body. This is a major question in Hasidic versus Litvish thought, how to understand this line, that Hashem fills the entire world. Do we believe in that concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, that Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere, or on some level is there tzimtzum, that Hashem is specifically in not in every blade of grass, and not in every, and what exactly does that mean? So well beyond my comprehension. But anyway, the Pashut reading of the Gemara, Hashem fills the entire world, so too the Neshama fills the entire body. Second, Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Roa Ve'ino Nira. Just like Hashem sees everything, but is not seen. Who saw Hashem? Anyone ever see Hashem? Moshe Rabbeinu, the back of his tefillin, right. Af neshama roeh ve'inen aniris. So to the neshama can see, but is not seen. Third, Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu zanas kol olam kulo. Af neshama zanas kol haguf. Just like Hashem supports the entire world, so to the neshama supports the entire guf. Fourth, Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu tahar. Af neshama tahora. Just like Hashem is tahor, the neshama is also tahor. Meaning, no matter what happens, no matter what you do during the day, you wake up the next morning, Elokai, neshama shenasatabi, tahorahi. Somehow it's still tahora. The neshama remains tahor. Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu, fifth, Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Yoshev b'chadrei chadarim. Just like HaKodesh Baruch Hu sits in the innermost chamber, sounds like it contradicts with the first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in common with the neshama that fills the entire world. Af neshama yoshev es b'chadrei chadarim. So to the neshama is in the innermost chamber. Yavo mi sheyesh bo chamisha dvar malalu v'yishabach lemi sheyesh bo chamisha dvar malalu. That which has these five things should come and praise that which has these five qualities. So the neshama should sing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I guess main point number three would be two lists. Right? Five baruch nafshis are either for the five stages in life or for the five qualities that Hashem and the Neshama share. Five stages in life were a fetus, birth, nursing, downfall of enemies, and death. The five qualities that the Neshama and Hashem share, that it fills the world, sees but isn't seen, supports, is tahar, and is b'chadrei chadar. Okay, you got to number them in your Gemara. Amar Rav Amnuna, Mai Dechsiv, Mika Achachem, Mi Yodea Pesha Davar. What does the pasuk mean when it says, "Who is like the wise one? Who knows how to resolve this issue?" Mi Kakodesh Baruch Hu Sheyodea Lasos Pshara Bein Shnei Tzadikim. It means, "Who is like Kakodesh Baruch Hu that he came up with a way to come up with a compromise between two great tzadikim? Which tzadikim? Bein Chizkiyo Yishayahu, between Chizkiyo and Yishayahu. Chizkiyo Amar Leisi Yishayahu Gabayi. Dahachi Ashkan Belio Dazel Gabayachad. Now, who were each of these people? One of them was a king. One of them was a prophet. Who was what? Chizkiyo is a melech, Yishayo a prophet. So Chizkiyo says, "Let Yishayo come to me," because there's precedent for that. Eliyo went to Achav because the prophet is supposed to go to the king. Yishayo Amar Leisei Chizkiyo Gabay, let Chizkiyo come to me. Dach Yashkan be Yehoram ben Achav da Azal Gabay Elisha, because there's precedent for that. That Yehoram ben Achav went to Elisha the Navi. Ma Osak Kodesh Baruch Hu, what did Kodesh Baruch Hu do to put an end to the stalemate? Havi Yisurim al Chizkiyo, he brought suffering onto Chizkiyo. Va'amr lo li Yishayo lechu v'akar esachola. And he told Yishayo, no matter who you are, you're chayiv in mitzvahs. The biggest tzaddik in the world is chayiv in every mitzvah. So you have a mitzvah of bikur cholim. So forget about standing on ceremony, what the etiquette is, who comes to who. Everyone goes to be mevaker chola. So you have to go to him. Shnei v'yom meim chol Chizkiyo lamos ve'avo elav Yishayo ben Amoz hanavi ve'yom elav koh amar Hashem. You're going to die, you know, so you better put your affairs in order. What does it mean you're going to die and you're not going to live? It means that there's going to be a dual punishment. You're going to die in this world and you're not going to live in the next world either. He was horrified. Oh my gosh, what did I do to deserve that? I'm not even going to live in the next world. You know the questions that you're going to be asked when you go up to Shemayim? Shabbos Daf Lamed, what is it? That the questions that you're going to be asked when you go up to Shemayim? Six questions that you're going to be asked? What do you have? And what are the six questions? Nasas of Nasata Be'amuna. Right, that's question number one. Tzipis L'Yishra, that's a little bit later on, right? Right? But you have, one of the questions is, Kavati Yitam Torah is number two. Then you have Asakta Piri Verivya. Were you Osek in Piri Verivya? You're going to fail the Bechina. The Bechina up in Shemaim. You know, Rabbi Willow always talks about the big Bechina up in Shemaim. What we know for sure is the six questions that are on the Bechina include Asakta Piri Verivya. Chizkiyo HaMelech, look, you didn't have Asakta Piri Verivya, so what do you expect? Armleim Shem Dechazai Libiruach HaKadosh Nafnimai Ben Benin Vilamalu. He said, no, because I couldn't, because I saw in Ruach HaKadosh that I'm going to have like the worst kinds of kids, and I figured the world is a better place if I don't do that. Also, another challenge to the question of Bechira Chavshis. What do you mean? How do you know? Maybe the worst kinds of kids will become the best kinds of people because they'll make the right choices in life. Don't we believe that people have the option to do that? Doesn't Gemara need to tell us that our Kodesh Baruch Hu sits there and he's Mavchin Bein Tipa Latipa, what's going to be a tall and short and rich and poor and this and that, but being Tzadik LaRasha, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't determine? Okay, also Akasha. You can't start playing games with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans. You know my cheshbonis. What you were commanded to do, that's what you gotta do. Umad nicha kamikut shabrichu, love it, and whatever is good for Hashem, that's what gets done. Amalei hashta havli barteich. So he says, okay, fine. I'll have a child. Give me your daughter. Because maybe we'll be able to overcome this mazel between my zuchus and your zuchus. You know, we're two pretty special people, so maybe the zuchus of us will help us, and we'll be able to overcome this. I'm like, you never know when zuchus of us helps. Right? Sometimes it skips a generation, but zuchus of us. I remember I once spoke to Rav Schechter about someone. I was thinking about becoming a lawyer, and I was talking about a guy who was a Talmud of his, who was a lawyer who had just made a Siman Shas, who was a tax lawyer. Shach said, yeah, but you know who his grandfather was? It was such a tzaddik. What kind of zechus avos? I don't know your family, but that guy had zechus avos probably watching over it. It's like, who thinks like that? But yeah, he thinks like that because there is such a concept of zechus avos. So, what?
It didn't work here.
So I'm like, Kvar nigzor alecha gzeira. He says, the gzeira has already been made against you. I'm like, benamot kolin nevuas chavetzei. So your nevuah should be finished and you should leave. Kach mekublenim beis aviyah, because I have a Kabbalah from my grandfather. Afilu cherev chadu munachas al tzavar shal adam al yinma atzmo min arachamim. Even if a person has a sharp sword on his shoulders, he should not withhold himself from rachamim, from asking for mercy. So what are we? This is also problematic because it seems to be a stira, because one is not allowed to daven for a nes. So halacha in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to daven for a nes. The Gemara says. So what do you mean? Even if cherev chadim nachas on tsefo, even if everything looks bleak and it looks like you have no hope, so you should still daven. You're not supposed to still daven for a nes. So maybe you daven for rachamim, whatever rachamim is. That even if Hashem looks like he's about to kill me, I'm still lo yachel. I'm still reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So main point number five, Chizkiyahu got sick so that Yeshayahu would visit him and give him mussar for not having kids. And Chizkiyahu teaches that there's always a chance for rachamim. There's always a chance for rachamim. Okay, we'll stop there.